Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to talk about Rolka, and we're going to discuss what it is and what it isn't. So it was hoped that the spectre of Rolka had been banished from the dressage arena years ago, but sadly it seems that this is not the case. While international riders who still use this technique tend to keep its use away from the TV cameras, Rolka is reportedly still used behind closed doors. So what is Rolka, and what is all the fuss about? That's what we're going to talk about in today's podcast episode. So firstly, what is Rolka? So Rolka is a controversial training technique that was imported from some European countries many decades ago. Now the technique involves the forced, aggressive overflexion of the horse's neck with the effect of putting the horse into an artificial outline and holding it in that position for long periods. Now thankfully, this practice is recognised as an unacceptable form of abuse and was banned by the FEI some years ago on horse welfare grounds. Now their decision came about following public pressure, after a video that showed an international team competitor using Rolka while warming up for a Grand Prix class in Denmark. The horse's tongue was seen to turn blue and the unfortunate animal showed clear signs of distress. Now understandably, many horses put up a resistance to any attempt to ride them in Rolka, but consequently riders then attempt to force the horse's head down by fixing their hands low and wide apart until the horse eventually yields to the painful pressure of the bit on his mouth and tongue. Now once this form of submission has been achieved, rather than releasing the horse as an acknowledgement that he has done as asked, the rider will then make the horse work in an extreme Rolka posture for extended periods, often without a break. So now let's move on to talk about the difference between working your horse long and low and Rolka, because Rolka should not be confused with working the horse long and low. Now asking the horse to work long and low is done by riding from the leg into the contact as an encouragement to stretch. The result of asking the horse repeatedly and systematically to work in this way develops suppleness, relaxation and connection over a loose, free and swinging top line. Now in stark contrast, Rolka flies in the face of the principles of classical dressage and correct schooling of the horse. Because when the horse is working correctly, the front of his face should be either on or slightly in front of the vertical line. Now very often, judges do see horses working behind the vertical, and this is usually because the horse is trying to evade a rider's backward hand. But it can also be due to the lack of balance or relative engagement to stay connected to the bridle, and the horse may briefly come off the bit, either too low or too high. So again, working behind the vertical should not be confused with Rolka. So now let's talk about why Rolka is a welfare issue. Now Rolka is widely regarded by dressage riders as a welfare issue, just the same as seeing blood in the horse's mouth or also on his sides, because Rolka is extremely uncomfortable for the horse. Now due to the compression of the vertebrae during Rolka, all looseness and throughness is lost. The horse's top line becomes stiff, it lacks suppleness and elasticity, and therefore true impulsion cannot be created and the horse will never be properly engaged and collected. Now the contact used in Rolka is also incorrect, as the horse is evading the bit by ducking behind it rather than seeking to take the bit and offer the rider a soft, elastic contact down the rein. Rolka results in a miserable, tense, stiff and overbent horse that works with a tight, hollow back and trailing hocks, and most likely on the forehand too. So to wrap this episode up, dressage is all about achieving harmony between horse and rider, developing the horse's natural athletic ability through correct systematic training and working patiently through the scales of training as a partnership. And the discomfort and false outline that Rolka creates goes against all of these aspirations and training principles, and it has no place in the dressage arena or the training environment. Now, we would love to hear your thoughts about Rolka and whether you think that the FEI are doing enough to ban this technique. So head over to our website howtodressage.com and leave us a comment on the Rolka blog post. Alternatively, you can also start a discussion in our training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other books, training diaries, free stuff and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you've got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website howtodressage.com and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.